Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen, amen. Woo. Nothing like starting out with some good praise and worship. Good morning, family. Nothing above the name Jesus. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, and welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Thank you so much for joining us on our conference line in Clubhouse or catching the replay. And today is another day, as I shared, I've been traveling all month, so praise God for the man of God being able to help us simulcast and continue keeping the lines open. Thank you to the Clubhouse auntie, Dr. Roz, Knight Warfield, and Carmen Welch herself, Carmen Herrera, and D. Jason Hodge might be probably taking a second to catch his breath, as he is always working the back channels for all of us and keeping us moving along with just opening up spaces where we can share our gifts and talents. If it's your first time joining us for the prayer call, it's real simple. This has been a open, free, and safe place for those who believe God is real and his word is true for 13 years. And to God be the glory for the testimonies that have come from being just diligent and consistent and putting God first and letting him orchestrate every part of our life. It's a learning curve. It's not overnight. We each day endeavor to take in what God is filling us up with so that we can produce fruit of the Spirit that invite others to want to know who God is for themselves and build a personal relationship with God. So thank you for being a part of the community. Please keep me covered in your prayers as my schedule continues to grow and grow and grow. And we've had some challenges with our text campaign. So for those of you who might be missing the messages, we're kind of investigating if we're going to have to say goodbye after all these years, just to ensure that there's no hiccup with the alerts that you all receive, not only for this, but for some of our other Destiny Designers University programming. So just wanted to share that as well. And we're going to jump right into it because I am in the middle of another conference. So I have to keep it moving. And the Holy Ghost after party might not be as long. I laugh every time I think about how this call started as like 15, 20 minutes, then it grew to 30. And then every once in a while, we'll have an hour. And then the last couple of years, the Holy Ghost after party has been serious. We've been on here for 3-4 hours. And I'm like, y'all just love Jesus. You ain't ready to get up yet. But I praise God for the space that has allowed and birthed so many faithpreneurs in their zones of brilliance, building and creating a space for them to stand proud in the marketplace, unapologetically, in their faith. So Destiny Designers University is only training and development platform for faithpreneurs, and faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and are faith-based professionals who are just looking to add multiple streams of income and not just relying on what they get on a job they may love, but adding some additional streams of income for options when they get to the space and place where they can retire. So for our emerging faithpreneurs, giving you the skills and the tools to lay a proper foundation for our established faithpreneurs who have their businesses, but looking to scale and find ways to fill the gaps where any exists, and our empowered faithpreneurs who are the ones who have set the foundation, have scaled, and now in a position where they can fund the vision. They can seed kingdom business because of being faithful in first their fidelity to God and then using what they have to be able to pour into those who are in different stages of the journey. So what a joy it is to see how this has evolved over the years and how it continues to grow. And as we are gearing up for our fifth annual Faithpreneur Weekend, I'm like, it could only be Jesus that has brought us this far in showing that each step, each incremental step that we take adds to the bigger picture of God's plan for your life. He knows the plans that he has for you. You don't have to rush it, and you can't. You can't change it. All you have to do is follow it and trust that God knows what he's doing. He doesn't need our advice. He doesn't need our interference. He needs our obedience. And that is what we celebrate here in community each and every week. So we'll open up with a conference line first to see who is available, and then we'll jump over into Clubhouse for those who are ready and able as well to share. Our mods will bring you up if you want to be live in the fellowship today. And we will go as long as we can, just giving space for those who have a testimony or a prayer request to share, but just rejoicing. As I was doing my prayer this morning, just saying, Lord, you know, you are in control, even when we can't understand it, even when we feel like we can't trace you, we got to trust you. Because as my girlfriend Tam would say, faith not tested can't be trusted. Ooh, that's a good to me every time I say it. So let's see who is available to go ahead and open up on the conference line first. Press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning. We're not hearing those lines unmute, so give it a second just to make sure that you will be audible. And if you're in a position where most of the time our callers are, you're multitasking, we'll come back to the prayer line and we will start off with Clubhouse and talk to our mods. And once again, if you're in Clubhouse and you're ready to raise your hand, you can do that as well. So you'll be in queue to share in the fellowship. So hello. We'll try one more time.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I hear you. Everybody.
Is this somebody else? I'm going to adjust my volume right quick. Go ahead, Book. I'm going to adjust my volume. Now, y'all know I've been gone for a week, so I'm going to give it to you this morning. Right. Good morning! Everybody, wake up on this call! This is the best Faithpreneur call on the planet with the host, the one, the only, the illustrious Dr. Stacey N. C. Gray.
Oh, my Booker. Well, we don't hear your voice. We know. You are desperate. I can't even speak anymore, Booker, because you got me laughing too much. You are definitely desperate.
Well, oh, I'm going to tell you, I'm good, Dr. Sasha. This is, you know, this is a family. I missed everybody last week. I was at my son's wedding. Whew.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes. And I had to tell him, I said, look here, don't be calling me no old man. Hey, I'm 49. I ain't no old man now. Hey, you know, Pops, I still get him. But it was, you know, Dr. Stacey, it was good. And, you know, I sat down with him, you know, his wife. I had met her before. And the thing I was telling him, I was really conveying to them, this is when the competition starts.
Hmm.
I'm pausing on purpose. Mm-hmm. I told him, Dr. Stacey, because he saw how I was growing up. I say, son, let me tell you one thing. And I told her, y'all realize this is a beginning and this is when the attacks begin. Keep everybody out because everybody don't need to know your business. I'm just giving y'all some advice from experience. And then also I told him, you know, I met with all the best men and stuff. And, you know, we had a men's conference. And then the next day I met with the local church because he going his behind and they're telling him how I'm doing this growth. I said, son, I came down here to relax. I'm not working. But anyway, Dr. Stacy, you never know the effect you have on people, you know, went in there. And I met with the person that was the leader. Now, the leader is not always the person with the mic. The leader is the person who people listening to. So that is the person that I went and talked to. And, you know, I was just sharing them, you know, with some tips. And it's the same thing I said, because I know the leader, I can tell people personalities just by listening to them. And what I did, I had to use kind of like reverse psychology on him. And I said, ain't you tired of losing? See, people with an A personality, they hate to lose, Dr. Stacy. And that's me. I admit it. I do have an A personality. I hate to lose. I said, ain't you tired of losing your members to the world? And then I said, I got something to share with you. See, I had this attention then. So I shared with him a couple programs, and we're going to do the same thing today. I'll give out the address here in a minute. But we are really in a crisis in the church, and we have to just get out here. Like they say, do like the Bible say, go to the highways and the byways. And one thing that does, Dr. Stacy, when people see you doing stuff, the church haters and the ones that's not doing stuff, all of a sudden, they want to get involved. You see what I'm saying, Dr. Stacy? So we have to do it whether people like it or not. And guess what? Every time they see you, they may hate you, but guess what? They'll start to like you because they're going to see new people. I say, I bring people in here that don't look like me, don't talk like me, and don't smell like me. I bring them in, Dr. Stacy, because that's what we are supposed to do. This comfort zone has really killed the church. I said one time, Dr. Stacy, I was messing with him. I was doing a speech. I said, you know what? I'm going to take all these benches out here because y'all been sitting down too long. You got your back prints in a bench? Y'all ain't doing nothing. Boy, they almost ran me out of here. I was just having some fun with him, though. But I was serious in a way, but I was having some fun with him. But I just want to tell everybody, I definitely appreciate y'all. I miss y'all. And today, if you're in the Fort Worth area, we having a picnic for pretty much everybody. We're going to have a bounce house out there for the kids, the volleyball, the basketball. And, you know, I already know I'm a win, but y'all come out and try anyway. But we at the Bridgewood Church of Christ, 6516 Brentwood State Road across from Whataburger. Everybody's invited, so we just inviting the community because we have to get back out in these streets. And we can't be scared of people because right now we're losing. So we have to be on the winning team, Dr. Stacy. God, he don't want us to lose. We got to go and get these people back. And another thing, what I did, I started a program. It's called your, you know, like when you with a company and you counsel your service, it's called the Win Back Program. And I just want to know, why did people leave? Did somebody do something to you? At least let us try to fix it. So that's another thing we can do, because right now we are in a crisis, Dr. Stacy, and we have to take some massive action. Y'all may need to get that book. It's by this one doctor I know. It's called Action, Action Despite Distraction. I'm just saying. It's on Amazon. She'll show you how to get it. I just wanted to share that with you, Doc. I'm glad to be back. I'm definitely glad to be back, because traveling, it will wear you out, but it's worth it.
Yes, Lord. Tell me about it. I'm still on the road, but I praise God for you and thank him for all that you are doing and the doors that he's opening up because of your heart of service, because of your obedience to the call on your life and the work that you are doing. And, you know, there's just more to come for you, Booker, more to come, because you are holding space for people to see who Christ is through your actions. So many won't make it inside a church building, but they'll see the actions of the individuals they encounter. And that's what you are doing, to be the living word, so we can see how God wants us to move and what it is that he's asking us to do in this season. So I just thank you for your example, for your testimony, for your resilience. Congratulations again to your son that you had a wonderful celebratory opportunity to spend time together. And, you know, you are a blessing to our community. You know, everybody, when they don't hear your voice, like, where's Booker? What's going on?
Oh, yes, man.
And so we,
you know, Dr. Slater, let me just say this before I go. I just want to tell everybody, just come out. And also, too, if you see somebody in need, just help them out, you know, because a lot of people, they have needs and they won't say it. I'll just give y'all an example. Yesterday, I was in Walmart. I had to give me one of these fries because, you know, I'm eating healthier now. You know, I'm leaving that fried chicken alone. It was hard, Doc. It was hard, but I got to live. So I was just in line talking to this man, and I invited him out, and it turns out he said his daughter, she's in a crisis, and he just wanted somebody to talk to. And we stayed in there, Dr. Stacy, for over an hour, and I invited him out because a lot of times you have to be friendly with people, and people, they can catch a spirit. If you got a good spirit, people, they are drawn to you. They are attracted to you. So always be with your ears open. If somebody just talking to you, kind of listen and don't be on your phone. I know I had to get into the habit. Hey, I'm not perfect, but I had to practice listening to people. And then also, what was that last thing? You know, they say, Dr. Slater, as you're getting older, it's three things that start to go. The first one is, I forgot. Anyway, back to you, Dr. Stacy. Everybody, this is the best entrepreneur call on the planet. And I'm starting to learn how to use Clubhouse, so I got the notifications on, so I'll be in contact with people. Hey, I'm going to throw it back to you, Dr. Stacy. Let's get it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Booker. Appreciate you, my brother. And we all do. I can say for the whole community, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, my goodness. And I hear my brother Darren was waiting. He said, go on, Booker. And he would go take next, and then we'll see who else is ready, and then we'll jump over to Clubhouse. So over to you, Darren. Tell everybody where you're calling in from and what you're grateful for.
Good morning. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, my friends, my associates, my church family, and I always got the extended family, which we don't have enough time for me to mention all. Grateful for good health and strength, roof over my head, the food in the refrigerator. Oh, at Booker, I think the thing you're trying to remember is memory. And it's funny that you think, I'm sure that, of course, I'm laughing because there's a movie that just came out. He's the actor Liam Neeson, and the name of the movie is Memory. And it's funny, I was looking at the reading yesterday, and well, we don't have the answer to the question movie, what you're trying to remember is Memory, but I'm going to talk about that another time. Okay, so the theme for this week for Bible study was can't get right. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, we try to do things, not just get it right, but we can. But, you know, we got to put our trust there. But, you know, it could be the relationships, finances, your business, your career. And sometimes don't work out. But, you know, most times if it doesn't, that means something's going to be, you know, work out better, you know, than what you already have or what you're trying to do. They might actually work out, you know, for the best. So, and on that note, the scripture for this week is, and I do have it together, Dr. Jason, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm actually reading verse 13 too. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, I'm fine with you guys. I always love, you know, God, I'm sure all of us love the praise and worship, but when I got on to the call, I didn't hear no praise and worship. So I'm wondering if it was just me, but I didn't hear anything. So I don't know if it was just me or not. Because I logged on right about 9 o'clock, and that's when you started, you know, get your intro. I'm like, what happened to praise and worship? Because I didn't hear anything. But again, like you said, technology is a wonderful thing when it works, but when it don't, I'm going to leave that right there. Okay, guys, so anyway, you put all that together, you raise from the bank, deposit, cash it, transfer, however you want to do it, and I'm going to be like, keep it moving, because I know you're on the road, so I'll be back around later. Love you.
Love you too, Jerry. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, ma'am.
And just being who you are. I'm sorry, I'm just getting messages on the ground for what is happening. But, you know, everybody knows it's my prayer call time. So before I start ripping and running, mm-hmm. I got to see Jesus and just be in fellowship with the family. So thank you, Darren. I appreciate you. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's just a joy.
And nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. But it's a joy when you can just look forward to fellowshipping together. You know, when you go into your houses of worship on Sunday, I've heard bishops say it. My pastor used to say it. So many other people. It's a filling station, right? You go through the week, you're ripping and running. You're doing all kinds of things. But when you can come and just be in fellowship, and it doesn't have to be on Sunday morning. It doesn't have to be here Saturday when we do the prayer call. It doesn't have to be just on the Bible study night that you have. But anytime two or three are gathered together, anytime you can just come and lift up God's name, just see God in the details, even in the midst of the storm, in the midst of a challenge, in the high moments of celebration, in the valley moments when you're passing through Becca. It's just that gathering of saints, right? That's why you can't do life alone. You can, but why would you want to do life alone? God created us to be together and in communities and in fellowship and in love and in worship. So I just continue to thank him for the strength that I get from each and every one of you praying for me, touching and agreeing in community. As much as you thank me for the space, I thank you, because there would be no prayer call for 13 years if it wasn't for everyone's participation and support. So God bless you all. I'm going to check one more time on the conference line, and then we're going to jump over to Clubhouse so we can get those who are able to be in fellowship before I have to move on today. So conference line, *1, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. Okay, I think those lines might be all just listening and holding. So let's jump on over to the Clubhouse. I think Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile is in the building, and it's a birthday man with you too.
Good morning. Yes, it is. His birthday was on yesterday. This is Dr. Stacy talking to you.
Hey, Dr. Stacy.
We're preparing for a homegoing, but it's been a different kind of schedule for his birthday, but he's been very honorable so that we can honor our family and what we're doing. And he had cake for breakfast yesterday. One of his silver stars, our silver stars at the church, she makes an awesome pound cake. We hadn't eaten breakfast, so he had cake for breakfast yesterday on his birthday. But all is well. I want to do a little housekeeping since my cousin is not here. For those of you who have come into the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, make sure you go up to the greenhouse above, click on the mansion so that you can know when this is going on all the time. Follow each other, follow the moderators, and guess what? You're going to get a wealth of information from this. You ought to get prepared, and I know Dr. Stacy will mention we've got a wonderful magazine that's going on. A second issue should be popping out, and also Faithpreneur Weekend. So if you follow Dr. Stacy, look at her bio. You'll see all of that information there. And I just wanted to share this morning, Dr. Stacy, personalize God's word. Personalize God's word. And that comes from Philippians 1:6, the New Living Translation. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. And, you know, in this uncertainty, I think if anything more than grumbling and murmuring, we should be operating at our best, second by second, minute by minute, day by day, month by month. Look at it. It's already the fifth month beginning tomorrow, which that puts us in the second quarter, the middle of the second quarter, right, Dr. Stacy? The middle of the second quarter already. So y'all, we've got to keep up doing what we're doing. And what more than to have leaders like a Dr. Stacy at Carmen Wealth, a Jason Hodge, to be able to learn and be able to resuscitate those dreams, visions, and goals that have been lying dormant inside of you. One of the things of this personalized God's word is to simply put your name in the place of pronouns or nouns in scripture. For example, you can personalize John 3:16 like this: "For God so loved Roz, for God so loved Carmen, for God so loved John, Josie, Ladrine, for God so loved whomever you are, that he gave his one and only begotten son." For Roz, for Stacy, for Drew, for Miranda, would not perish but have everlasting life. Put your name in the text and you'll strengthen your faith and encourage yourself. Practice this type of Bible meditation. And it's good because when we get into the humdrums of life, if you don't have some ammunition in place, then it's going to pull you in like quicksand with the quickness. So I just want to say y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Doc, I'll try and stay on as long as I can because, you know, sometimes I don't chew bubble gum and walk at the same time. But it is all good. And Brother Sid, thank you again. We are celebrating his, we turned 6-3 around the 36. His 36th birthday. But thank you so much. And you take care of yourself. And to all of you, you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. I love you more, but God loves us most. Ha, ha, ha. I got a new one for you, Dr. Stacy. I yield the mic.
Clearly. Thank you, my love. Appreciate you. Keep celebrating, and our prayers go out to you for your loss. So many of us have had, you know, funerals, et cetera, that have happened this past weekend and still going on. So prayers going out for each and everyone affected. And we are going to keep it moving with Carmen Wealth Herrera. Look at the wealthpreneur herself. Good morning, sis. Tell
Good
everyone
morning.
Where you're coming from and what you're grateful for.
Good morning, sis. Good morning, family. I am Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, tapping in from the great city of Houston, Texas. And I am just so grateful for life. I'll be real short, Dr. Stacy. I know you got a lot going on. And I just wanted to kind of reiterate what Booker was talking about, you know, and all the great work that he does in his local area. And more of us need to do that and understand that, you know, look at Jesus as our example. He spent most of his time out with the common man because, you know, we're supposed to be out there leading and bringing people to Christ, not just in the four walls of the church. You know, I grew up third generation preacher's kid. So we did most of the things that we did was not within the boundaries on Sunday. And of course, I had to go to church every day. Preacher's kid, you know, my daddy was the pastor. So we turned on the lights and turned them off every day. But my point is that we got to do more. And this pandemic, unfortunately, has really hurt the local churches. And to me, I feel like, you know, it's, those are people's souls that are potentially going to be lost because not even ones who did go to church prior to a couple years ago are still using COVID. And don't get me wrong, it is still there. And I still say take precaution, but we got to get back to business. We got to get back, whether you're coming to the church on throughout the week, Bible study, or doing the work of God, we got to get back to business because Jesus needs us. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So I admire Booker and the things he's doing. And I would just say that we need to more than ever pray for our churches, pray for our pastors, our ministry leaders, because, you know, such a time like this is we're in warfare with the enemy. And he loves the fact that a lot of people not even tuning in on television or social media on Sundays or, you know, when there's something going on in regards to worshiping. So I just, you know, I commend him. I wanted to also say happy birthday. I see she dropped off to my brother, Benny, for his 36th birthday. So God be the glory. And I also want to ask for a special prayer, Dr. Stacy. Some of you may know that my mother was diagnosed with dementia a few years ago. And for anyone who had to deal with a loved one that is suffering from a mental illness of, you know, deteriorating of the mind and the memory, it can be challenging. And so she had an episode this past Thursday. And for me, it's really difficult because she's in Wisconsin, I'm in Texas. And so I can spend literally hours on the phone dealing with whomever, from her to doctors to whatever the situation is. She loves to dial 911 and police and ambulance show up quite often. So it's difficult. So I'm just asking for prayer for her, that God continues to, because she's been doing really good for a while, but continues to keep her mind stayed on him. She is a pastor and, you know, a lover of the Lord, but, you know, it is challenging. So just asking for prayer for her to, and her, you know, this, things don't get as bad as they can, as we know this disease can get do for people. So I'm just grateful, Dr. Stacy, grateful for you, our family, our faithful family. I'm grateful that God is still allowing me to serve and to, you know, lead his people when it comes to finances. I thank God for the boot camp. We're going into week 3, and I'm getting all kind of messages from people and how grateful they are, and, you know, of the information that I've been sharing. So thank you, Dr. Stacy, for allowing me to speak. I am Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wells, and I yield my mic.
Absolutely, absolutely, my sister. We will keep mom covered and your strength as well, as you are pouring out quite a bit, the boot camp and serving, and then your normal client load. We are all human beings having a spiritual experience. And sometimes not only the body gets tired, but we need to refill and rejuvenate. And that's what we're able to do when we come together in fellowship to lift one another up as we do the work that we've been called to do. So we will definitely be covering and keeping you in our prayers and wrapping your mom as well, that God will just keep her. And as you said, she didn't have a lot of good days, or more good days than challenging days. So consider that done. Where the two or three are gathered, we know that the power of prayer, God hears and appreciates the fellowship that we have in bringing our brothers and sisters' needs and petitions before the throne. So we are interceding on your behalf. We love you and we bless God for you. I'm so excited to continue to see how the boot camp is making a difference in the lives of all of us and all of what you are sharing. So keep on keeping on, my sister. That's what I will say to you.
Thank you, my love.
All right. And I see my namesake is up on the stage as well. And let me shout out everyone else is here. Hold on. Let me pull this up right. Hey, Josie. I see you down there, Dr. Monique. Thank you for popping in with us. Ladrine, how you doing, my sister? Sophia, I see the Hope Ambassador, my POC McKinney. Hey, King David. Hey, Cynthia, how are you? Cynthia, I think you sent me a text. Girl, I've been traveling. I'm going to get you, girl. I'm going to get you. Booker, you double dipping. Skeepia, how you doing? Miranda, thank you for being in the room. Mark, welcome. And Darren, I see you double dipping as well. And Liz. So those who've been in, who might have had to tap out, I know Minister Boyd was hanging with us for a little bit as well. So just sending love to each and every one of you, and thank you for being in the room. So we're going to jump over to my namesake. Tell them where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for.
Good morning. Good morning. So I am normally tapping in from where I live in the northern parts of New York. I was in the car, which is why I hopped on stage very early. I'm in Danbury, Connecticut at the moment. You know, we'll drive a ways just to go to the store to do the grocery shopping that we like to go to.
So I'm in Danbury, Connecticut, sitting in the car about to go in to Trader Joe's, not plugging it, but going to Trader Joe's. And that's why I hopped on, because I wanted to, before I got in that store, you know, didn't know about the signal. But anyway, I'm very grateful to be here. And, you know, and I'm Stacey Clark, known as the Maximizer. And that's why we say namesake, because we're both Stacey's and we got other stuff going on. But that's between us. And I just, you know, it's interesting what Dr. Roz had to say is really a confirmation of exactly what I wanted to just share and share that I'm grateful for, that, you know, sometimes we don't do the things or haven't gotten to some of the places we're supposed to get to, because sometimes we don't trust ourselves. And let me personalize that. Sometimes I don't trust myself to be consistent, to do the thing I'm supposed to do. But you know what? What I was, again, what God had given me to share, because I said, God, well, what do you want me to share? Is exactly what she said in the scripture that she shared in, I believe it was Philippians, and I want to look it up. I don't remember the exact reference, but, you know, that she says that we have to trust that God will continue to do the good work and bring it to completion that he has started. And sometimes we can't trust in ourselves. Matter of fact, all the time we can't trust in ourselves. But what we need to remind ourselves is that we can trust in him, because he is a good and faithful God. And he will do that which he has said that he would do, which is why we have to be in the word, so we can be reminded on a regular and daily basis as to what his promises are for us. So that is what we can walk in and be reminded of. And speaking of that, I'm an auditory learner and visual as well. I do a lot of teaching when it comes to visual communications for my clients. And I just want to say our first place of communication is with ourselves. And we have to be clear about putting things in front of us to communicate in our mind, which is the word, as well as what we put around us and what we see. So whether it, that's why vision boards work. So whether it's the word and actual words written out, or images that represent the word and the vision that God has given us, and those things that we are striving to achieve and to become, because it's what he's called us to do, we need to put that in front of us to be reminded, because the enemy will bring other things around us in front of us to distract us. So we have to just keep reminding ourselves visually and communicate clearly with ourselves first, so we can move forward to communicate clearly with those who we are meant to. And by the way, since we are all entrepreneurs, you know, part of what we do is, and what we do, actually not part of, but what we do is we solve problems for others. And the first step in solving a problem for someone is letting them know that you understand the problem they have. And the person who communicates that problem the clearest to the potential client and makes them know that you understand what their problem is, they will look to you for the solution to their problem. So that's a lot, but I hope that it spoke to somebody, that it is a word of encouragement and confirmation and affirmation for those who need to hear it. Again, I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. I was speaking with someone this week, and I was saying how many people aren't going to church, like Carmen said, and I'm not in a regular fellowship, but I reminded the person that I look forward to the fact that I have this communion with you all on Saturday, and it is a part of how I gather with the saints and renew, in addition to all the things I do all week to renew my relationship with God daily. But I want to say thank you, and I'm grateful for this. And as always, I say, be aligned, be productive, and be maximized. Thank you.
Oh, love you, namesake. Absolutely, and amen. Praise God for just how he connects us and spaces and places where we can focus on that truth. So you sharing that, I'm sure, touch somebody who is listening live, who might even catch the replay, and just in a moment where they just needed to be reminded of their truth and being able to know that it's okay to articulate it, right? That there's no judgment here. We're all working through our own self-salvation, honey, so we can make it in and hear, well done, thy good and faithful.
Amen.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, and enjoy.
Love you too.
In your favorite supermarket. It's nothing like going to the place where you love to get your thing, right?
And exactly.
Oh, vibing over there. What? Mind your business. Let me do what
That's
I
right.
do. These are my little moments of joy, little things that give us joy. And my husband knows there's this little off the beaten path situations that I love, and he just shakes his head and indulges. What I just need those moments. So you have a great time when you're there. And thank you for making our fellowship a part of your weekend and have a safe and blessed time while you are on the road.
Amen, amen. Love you.
Love you too, sis. All right. I see the Hope Ambassador, PLC McKinney, in the building. Go on and unmute your mic, my brother. Tell them where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for today. You're not unmuted if you're trying to talk. John. Okay, he might be multitasking and unable to unmute his mic. Yeah, he might be in a space where his phone is going in and out. So we'll wait for him to come back. I'm going to just check in with the conference line real quick, and then we're going to start moving into what I will share today and praying out so that I can get to my destination. They've already begun. So, and pray for my voice as I'm going to drink some tea in a little bit. And just rest it up as I have been using my voice. So conference line, star one. If you are still on the line, you didn't get a chance to share and you would like to. Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. Okay, seems like folks are just holding on over there. So we will keep it moving and get into just talking about scripture for today. So this has been, for me, a season of being on the road, you know, traveling and thanking God for just safe traveling journeys. And when I travel, I look at different things in airports and on billboards and a couple catch my attention. And when I see that or I have those moments, I usually grab a quick photo because I don't want to forget what I saw and then what I thought about when I saw it. And one of the things I saw in the Cincinnati airport this weekend was the status quo never changed the world. And, you know, that's who Jesus was. He came to disrupt what had become the status quo, what people had become comfortable with and doing. And he was revolutionary in what he was sharing, and people were judging him and talking about, you know, who does he think he is? And they didn't believe that he was the Son of God. And just something about reading that in the airport has just been sitting and resonating in my spirit. But I'm going to get into that after I see the Hope Ambassador's return. So I'm going to let him go ahead and then share, and then I will finish my thoughts and share the scripture that came up for me and pray us out. So over to you, PLC McKinney.
Good morning, everybody. What an honor to be in the presence of this greatness that's in this room. Greatness is very rare. And God has blessed me with the privilege of coming into a room where there is greatness. There was a young man that was seeking identity and trying to figure out what his desire was based upon what his brother was telling him. He had a desire to doing it all the time. And the brother goes to the mother and said, would you please tell him he cannot do that? And the mother looked and she says, just tell him. If you tell him, he'll believe it. I've told him, I've offered him $1 to stop trying for 1 hour, just 1 hour to give me a break. He can't do it. He's trying to be something he'll never be. Tell him, mother, just tell him that's your son. He's not going to listen to nobody but you. And the mother looks at him, at the child, and says, well, God is going to do something for you. He's going to send a blessing from heaven. And when the angels bring the blessing, they're going to throw you something and you're going to catch it. And you're going to supersede everybody in the family The young man came from a large family, and he looked at his brother and told his brother, "Shut up. Mama told me I'm going to sing one day." And he ended up coming off of a set of drums in a church and starting his process of learning to sing and educate himself. That young man is now getting ready to make his first social justice short film where he will be singing one of his original songs. That young man that the brother offered a dollar to stop singing is me. Many people have mislabeled you, misunderstood your desire, fought you, made fun of the desire God put in your heart, the desire that God put in your heart of Dr. Stacy to be an international communicator, God's media ambassador and 21st century voice communicator, desire to have a magazine that God has birthed. Sister Carmen, the desire to teach millions of people to understand the power of business and the power of economic strategy and the power of using money as a tool rather than a weapon of mass destruction at the mall. You can use it as a tool to build a family legacy. All the other people that are on here, your dreams, if you listen to your family's opinion, your friend's opinion, you will be manipulated. But if you listen to your spirit and the God who made us all, you will be God-led. Today's decision before you, am I making decisions based on manipulation? Male and female created he them and called them man. So the species is man. It's just a male man and a wound man, a woman with a wound. That's a man with a wound. So I just thank God for all of you and to know that the point is, will you decide to be manipulated by man's opinion, or will you decide to be God-led? Oh, to know the will of God. Oh, to walk in his favor. For the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. His will is our protection. His will is our compass. His will is our personal spiritual GPS to order our steps into the next level that he would have our lives to go. Throughout my life, God has always expanded my vision of myself. I thank God for my one sister who has grown with me over the last 20 years as God has expanded my vision and causing me to do things that I never thought that I would be able to do beyond my wildest dream. Only God could take a shy drummer, thrust him on the stage in front of thousands of people, and preparing him now to do his first social justice short film. If you only knew where I came from, you would understand the joy of my heart today. I am grateful for this room. I'm John McKinney. I'm calling from California. It is my honor to be here and share my story with you. And may my words and my testimony be a blessing to you and help you to think outside the box and outside of the people who have been putting you down. Because my goal in life is to be God-led and not manipulated. I'm done speaking. God bless you all.
All right. Happy LC McKinney. Praise God for your testimony. Excited about the social justice short film and the music and just every door that God continues to open and the way in which your testimony will inspire somebody else and their capacity to continue moving forward with what God gave them. Not what it looks like or what people say, as you said, not to be manipulated, but to be God-led, because he knows the plans that he has for you. So congratulations. We can't wait to hear
who knows, depending on the timeline, it may even debut at Faith and Or Weekend this year. So we trust God for how he is moving and what he is doing, and praise God for your testimony and the blessing that you are in our community. So thank you, my brother. And let's see if DJ Sinhad is able to greet the family. And then I'll go back into closing out my thought around the status quo and say the scripture, read the scripture rather, and say a prayer. So DJ Sinhad, good morning.
Good morning, sis. How you doing?
I am well. I am well. Tell everyone where you're tapping in from.
Hey, everybody. I am tapping in from Lakewood, Washington.
Early morning.
Early in the morning, yes. I jumped up this morning. I said, wait a minute. Things are too quiet. Wait. Yes. Thank you, Manny. So, you know what? I'm grateful to be here. And I'm grateful to wake up and be disappointed to get in here late. You know, there's some places that you go to, it's like, yeah, I'll get there when I get there. This place is, no, I want to be in here at the beginning. And that's because it is such an amazing space. And it's a space that is curated in order to make sure that people of faith, we can come together and give glory to God and really understanding our role, you know, or learning our role in what he's given us to do. So I will say that this has been a very involved week of growth, and God is good all the time in helping us move through those weeks. And it also has been a pretty awesome week of strengthening. I think that every day that we draw breath, it is a day that we get to learn and get to understand what he has for us to do, and also how to chisel and prune. And we just continue to watch him do that work in our lives. And this was one of those weeks. I am grateful and thankful that I've got a few clients that are in their expansion. One of them is on a global tour right now. So we were getting the things ready this week to make sure that they had what they needed on this last leg of their tour, so they can collect all of the video snippets and tell their story properly. And that has been pretty gratifying to see that unfold. And so I praise God for that. And then the other client who, you know, has new coaches coming on all the time, and just the caliber of people that they are working with, and that I am charged with making sure that the interviews come through and we get their story. And, you know, so just kind of watching all of those things expand and take place. It's been, you know, watching things in slow motion and getting geared up for, you know, this next set of work. So I'm grateful, and this was a tough week. As you can see, I woke up a little later than normal.
No worries at all.
Yeah. Love you, sis.
Love you, too, and thank you for being here, and thank my Manny for making sure that you didn't miss it all. But I praise God and thank him for the growth and the expansion and the opportunity to bless more lives. Faith and Or, that's what our job is to grow our relationship with God first so that he can direct your path. And as he directs your path, it increases your impact and your influence in the marketplace. And you get a return of investment in the financial capacity that our sister Carmen is supporting everyone in making sure that you have the foundation that's necessary. So to God be all the glory.
All the glory.
You're not going to get it right all the time. You're going to make some mistakes. And it's okay. It's not mistakes. It's learning curves. So as you go through the learning curve, you just know what not to do next time and what to do more of so that you can get the result that you desire. So I'm just grateful that we can grow through this thing called life together. So let me back up on what I was saying around capturing some of these words that are printed in the airports or on the billboards as I travel, I collect ones that resonate with me. And also, here's a sidebar teaching. When you see marketing or information that's working, try to figure out why it's working and what you can use similarly as you are introducing your value, your skill set to the world. So in the Ohio airport, there was an ad for a particular company, and it said the status quo never changed the world. And there's so many ways to pivot off of that one thing, right? Because anything that we see in history and even biblically, it wasn't the status quo. It wasn't going along to getting along. It wasn't the same and the ordinary that changed the trajectory of a situation, of a company, of a life. And if anybody was a disruptor, it definitely was Jesus here on earth. He disrupted what had become so commonplace and so ritualistic in worship and service. And he challenged everyone to go back to what God really wants us to do, not just being hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And just as we were celebrating through Resurrection Weekend and all the different sermons that were being shared, we know that John 3:17 is one of the scriptures that everybody learns. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That wasn't going with the status quo. That was changing what was present and knowing that he came so that we could be reconciled back with God. And it just makes me think about the assignments that we all receive, the things that God has given us to do, the revolutionary ideas, the witty downloads, the ways in which we get the opportunity to walk out and develop our divine assignment and to be encouraged along the way. I'm like, they didn't believe Jesus. They were ridiculing him. They were questioning him, but he knew he was on assignment. He knew that there was work for him to do, and he wasn't going to let those who had gotten comfortable with the status quo stop him from sharing the truth, stop him from delivering God's word, stop him from speaking into the lives of those disciples that followed him and those who heard him as he traveled this earth. So it's just a reminder to whoever needs to be reminded, as I remind myself, when God has given you permission for your mission, as Bishop Jakes would say, when he has endowed you with a skill, a gift, a talent, a word, don't let the world and those comfortable with status quo stop you from walking in your destiny. Be bold in your faith and in your knowing that whatever God gave you, he didn't make a mistake. He gave it to you for a reason. And if we lean into him, if we are obedient to what his assignment is for our life, he will open up the doors, he will make the way, and you can trust him even when you feel you can't trace him. So I don't know who that was for, but I just pray that you are encouraged and you are blessed. And then one of the other ones, and I probably posted this on my social media, I made a little collage of them. It was, fear is contagious and so is hope. And I think that was another reminder as well that as faithpreneurs, we can't get caught up with the doom and the gloom of the news channels and the storylines that are generated each and every day. We live in a fallen world. Crazy things are going to happen. And unfortunately, bad things can happen to good people, but God will still place a ram in the bush, still open up a way for his name to be glorified through the challenge of what is presented. Because something that I've been so blessed by going through an oldie but goodie for Bishop Jakes, and he was talking about your faith being activated in adversity, right? When you are seeing something that is not right, it activates your opportunity to say, I know what it looks like, but don't matter what it looks like, we're going to trust God in spite of, we're going to hold on to his word and what he says. And when it really seems impossible, that's when God shows up and shows out. because there he is glorified. So that line, I think it was Optimism, this campaign that they had, but it's so true. As faithpreneurs, we have to watch our words. Don't get so caught up in the negative, bring more of the positive. And he gave an example of being in a grocery store and standing next to somebody who was fussing about the prices of something going up. And he was about to agree with her, and the Holy Spirit stopped and corrected him, like, no, you're not going to do that. And he changed his language, and his language was, you know, actually, I'm not going to complain about the pricing that they have. I'm going to pray for increased capacity so that I can purchase what I need to purchase and do what I need to do. And in that moment, it changed the perspective of the woman who was complaining, like, oh, okay, that's a different way to look at it. And that's what disrupting status quo thinking and thoughts and actions are. No, don't fuss and get caught up in the humdrum and the negative. Praise God for the skills, the gifts, the talents, the ability, the wisdom to change what is not right, to disrupt what is comfortable, and to be able to create a new path forward. So, I hear someone on the conference line that's trying to get through. Let me just make sure that that line isn't open, because we're hearing a little bit. And I know if you want to speak, go ahead now before I pray. Start one.
Hey, Dr. Say, sorry about that.
I guess they might have just unmuted their mic accidentally.
Hey, sis. I'm sorry. That was me. I hit mute on it just in case you were trying to speak. Sorry about that. So you need to unmute your mic on the other one.
Oh.
Yeah. My bad.
No problem. Okay.
That was my production hat moving in the position.
No worries. All right. So you can, we'll open the lines at the end. But I just want to thank you, my brother. I just want you all to be encouraged that when it comes to what you've been called to do, even if other people are comfortable with the way things are and the status quo, don't be afraid to step out and disrupt. And disrupt in a righteous way. Disrupt with God's love, grace, and direction. Disrupt with the authority of knowing that God has given you permission for your mission. Disrupt with being in alignment with your divine assignment. And disrupt with the word of God, who can never return back void. And his word said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. So, Lord, we just come to you today to say thank you. We thank you that we can have this time and space to be in fellowship. We thank you for those who join on the conference line. It has been open for these 13 years, or in Clubhouse that we have recently added to simulcasting and reaching a broader audience, to those who have been sharing it out on our podcast replays in multiple languages, literally all over the globe. And I just praise you for each and every life that is touched, the words that speak to the hearts of your people. So we just glorify you, and we praise you, and we thank you. And Lord, as we move through this day, let us be reminded of the capacity that we have to do your will. Let us be reminded of what it is that you have endowed us with, and help us to be obedient in how we follow what you have given us to do, and not to be discouraged, and not to turn to the left or to the right, but to look up to you, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, who created the heaven and the earth. We pray for those prayers that have gone up for families in bereavement. We pray for Roz and Brother Vinny as they are dealing with another service this morning, covering Keep Them in Your Care. Be with my family as well, as our cousin was laid to rest. Be with all of those who may not have had a chance to publicly share their hour of bereavement, that you cover and keep them, because only you can fill the void. And we just ask you to fill the void of those who are physically not with us, but that their spirit never, ever dies. So just cover and guide and keep them in the matchless name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for those who have been ill. Thank you for healing. We ask you to cover and keep them, restore them back to full and complete health. We pray for Carmen's mom, as she has asked that you cover her mind. Going through bouts of dementia is not easy for any family, and we just ask you to cover her and keep her safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And for all of those who are in similar situations with elder care and making sure that the right services are being provided, and strengthen the caregivers as they pour out and take care of our most vulnerable in our communities. We pray for our children. We continue to lift up the prayers for those who have asked for just covering Patricia and her daughter, and all of those who are going through a variety of challenges. It's an interesting time, Jesus, with our young people. So help us to pour into them what they need so they can rise up to be the great men of valor, women of promise for tomorrow. We pray for all of the relationships, marriages, covering over each and every one. We know the enemy is busy, but we thank you, Lord, that he is defeated. He can go seeking to and fro who we can devour, but he will never win. We thank you for strengthening all the faithpreneurs on assignment. Be with our brother Booker as they are working in ministry today as well. Cover them and keep them. We thank you for opening up doors for the Hope Ambassador for the social justice short film and song that will add to amplifying the voices for change and reform. We thank you for the new opportunities that you have put in place for our dear brother, Jason Hodge. Ask you to continue to bless the client project that he is rolling out, that they might be a blessing to all those who participate. I thank you for safe travels for me, Lord, as I've been in more planes than a little bit in these past couple of weeks. I just ask for your continued covering and direction. I pray for my family that you continue to strengthen and keep them. Thank you for my husband for just being a strong tower and covering for our household, my children, parents, siblings, just everything I put before the cross. Faith in our weekend coming up. Lord, we just ask you to put all the pieces in place as we are negotiating a big game changer for year 5. We pray for the magazine, our second issue that will be coming out soon. We pray, Lord, for just everything that you are doing, how the pieces are coming together for the campaign trail that I'm on for International President of Zeta Phi Beta. Lord, I just thank you for everything. And just put it before the throne. You are in control. And cover my voice, cover my body, cover my mind, cover my mouth, cover my actions, because it's all in service to you as a willing vessel to serve your people the way in which you have ordained me to serve. So I praise you, I glorify you, and I bless your name. All the prayer requests that have been privately uttered, we ask you, Lord, to do your will. Go ahead and make every crooked place straight. We claim in advance the praise report for all of your children crying out before you. And we just thank you. Thank you not for all the things you can give us and do for us, Lord, but thank you for just being God all by yourself, and that you are the name above all names that we can call, Jesus, for deliverance in every area of our life. And for those who do not know you, for those who might stumble across this call, catch a replay, listen to the podcast, meet a member of the community. Let us ignite something in them so that they build their personal relationship with you and accept you as their Lord and Savior. So we glorify you, we praise you, and we honor you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, family. So we are at the point where we're going to close down the call, unless somebody did not get a chance to share. And you want to do that really quickly, you can raise your hand in Clubhouse or star 1 if we have it back in Q&A mode. And if not, Andrew, if you are able to go ahead and close us out with some more praise and worship. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Hey, Kenya. Hey, Natasha, social sis. Hey, Minister Boyd. Great to see you. Oh, Regina's trying to come up. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. I actually wasn't going to, but I had to, you know, every time we have this opportunity to share a praise report, you know, just I was going to be quiet, but anyway, let me get to it. All right. So this week I was homesick. Like, I came home Monday and I haven't been back to work the rest of the week. And at first, just anybody that's really not feeling good, and it's day one or day two, it's not the best feeling. But the takeaways that I got from this experience was I needed to be sat down because I wasn't really taking care of myself the way I'm supposed to. You know, I had been moving and talking to other people about what they need to do and well-being and stuff, and I wasn't taking care of myself. And I was like, oh, I'll get to it. You know, oh, I'll do it. I know I got to do it. I'll get to it. And I guess Yahweh was like, yeah, well, you've been getting to it for a minute, but you ain't got there yet. So I'm not saying that, you know, he hit me with a pebble or anything. It felt more like a brick this time. But the point was well made, and I got it. And we have to take time to take care of ourselves. When your body is talking to you and you don't listen to it, you either listen when you got a little cough, or you're going to listen to it when you got no choice. And I had to listen to it, and I didn't have a choice. And I'm smiling now because as I was going through this stuff, I was like, Lord, this is not a vacation. Like, I really feel sucky. Like, this is, I got stuff to do. And I kept hearing in my spirit, this is the stuff you got to do. You need to think about why you're not feeling good in the first place. What things have you been doing or need to do differently to take better care of yourself? And I was like, oh, snap. So even though I wasn't feeling good and stuff, it doesn't matter. When you are being held accountable in love, and believe me, when you're a believer, it's not like everything is all, you know, home fries and chicken livers. You know, sometimes you're going to have a situation. Okay, that was a country thing. I'm sorry. Just saying. But sometimes you're going to have a situation where your father will reprove you because you're supposed to be doing different things, but you're not setting yourself up for it. So I wasn't setting myself up for the activity that's coming for me, the things that he'll have me to do or to be of service to people, because I wasn't taking care of my vessels right. Well, I tell you what, I got checked. It's nothing like being checked by your father. And while it wasn't a good experience, change and growth sometimes isn't comfortable. But the fact that I knew that I was going to get better in his time, as long as I kept just being obedient to what I needed to do and just to listen to what he was telling me, I am thankful. I am thankful that I am getting better. I'm thankful. I thought it was COVID. It wasn't. But the other thing too, y'all, COVID is not the only thing that could get us on our back. There's still all the other things that's out there, the colds, the flus, the other type of things. So we have to be on the lookout to cover ourselves, period. And so I just want to share that I'm thankful that I do have a village that reached out to me and called me. And, you know, even if I couldn't say too much, the fact that people thought enough to reach out, I was very humbled and appreciative. And I just want to say thank you. Jason was one of those people in the village, so I want to say thank you. And my sister, C. Mystique, was another one. And I just really appreciate having the opportunity while I wasn't feeling good. I, at the same time, had an opportunity to heal. And I had, because I'm tuned in to my Heavenly Father, I was able to listen for what was the lesson. What was the lesson? What did I need to do different? What do I need to do different? So this was the opportunity to get rebooted, refreshed and just in tune, and I'm thankful for it. I wasn't thankful for how I felt, but I was thankful for the fact that I knew I was going to get better and the lessons I've learned over this last week. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you. I couldn't unmute myself. I didn't realize I muted myself. I was saying, Lord, thank you for healing my chef, Regina. And I'm grateful that you are doing better. And we do have to take care of ourselves. And, you know, the fact that we can reach out to community to say, okay, I'm not feeling so good. That's when something's going on. Make sure you tell somebody. You ain't got to tell everybody, but tell somebody. So folks can bring you before the throne and keep you covered in prayer. And I'm glad that you were able to be the recipient of that and that you are restored. And you just sharing that reminder of taking care of ourselves is important. You know, so as much as I rip and run, I do find pockets where I can just slow down. Like even here, I had to take an extra minute because I just felt my body. I'm like, all right, I got to pause and, you know, we'll regroup and I'll be back down to do what I need to do. So thank you for just sharing that testimony as a reminder as well to somebody who needed to hear it. So with that, I love you all. Thank you for being here. Andrew, if you can unmute the studio so we can praise and worship our way out. I don't know what you've chosen. And I don't know if you want to share something before we actually close out today. But thank you, honey, for holding it down in the studio for me while I'm on the road. And y'all pray my strength as I travel back.
Well, that right there was everything that I needed this morning. Love the song. For those of you who are not yet members of the Faithpreneur Club, go ahead and click on the green house at the top, hit the join button, make sure the bell is turned on, and that way every time we go live, you will receive a notification. So long as your mobile device has notifications for Clubhouse turned on, to come on in here and get your faith dose. So on that note, we will be ending the room, and we will see you, God willing, at the end of next week. So the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.